I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. A dramatic scene plays out in Tigris with Cub and Ibis, a fragment of a mosaic at the David Owsley Museum of Art. As you approach the work in the ancient art gallery, you can almost hear the sounds of the mother tiger roaring and leaping. She bares her teeth and her claws grab at the air as she surges towards a foe that we cannot see. Are the tigers hunting ibis or other creatures? Are they being chased by gladiators in one of the sports-crazed Roman arenas? This mosaic is incomplete, but many others show the elaborate hunting rituals that put animals in danger for the ancient Romans' entertainment. Tigris with Cub and Ibis would have originally been installed in a home in the Eastern Roman Empire. Mosaics made of small bits of glass and ceramics set into mortar were popular forms of art in the Roman world because they introduced color and complexity to churches, government buildings, and even private residences. They could be installed on ceilings, walls, or, like this carpet-style mosaic, on the floor.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Cassie Ammon for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.